Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and relevant topics in the entire specification. Topic 5, Issues and Impact. This is the topic that connects computer science to the real world. And honestly, it's the one that affects all of us every single day. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain the environmental, ethical, and legal impacts of digital technology, classify different types of malware, describe social engineering attacks, and evaluate the methods we use to protect digital systems. These are exactly the kinds of things examiners love to test, so let's make sure you're ready. Let's start with Section 1, Environmental Impact. Now, when examiners ask about the environmental impact of technology, they're looking for specific, developed points, not just technology uses electricity. You need to go deeper than that. First, think about energy consumption. Data centres, those massive warehouses full of servers that power everything from Google to Netflix, consume enormous amounts of electricity. In fact, data centres globally use more electricity than some entire countries, and most of that electricity still comes from fossil fuels, which means a significant carbon footprint. When you're answering an exam question, don't just say technology uses energy. Say data centres require constant cooling and power, contributing to greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. Second, there's the issue of e-waste, electronic waste. Old phones, laptops, tablets is one of the fastest growing waste streams in the world. Devices contain toxic substances like lead, mercury, and cadmium. When they're dumped in landfill, these chemicals leach into the soil and water. Some e-waste is shipped to developing countries where it's processed unsafely, causing serious health problems for local communities. Third, consider the extraction of rare earth materials. Devices like smartphones require rare minerals, things like lithium, cobalt, and tantalum. Mining these materials causes habitat destruction, uses huge amounts of water, and often involves exploitative labour practices. This is a great point to mention in higher mark questions because it shows you understand the full life cycle of a device, not just its use. A good memory hook here is the acronym ECR, Energy, Carbon, Rare Materials. That covers the three main environmental threats. Now let's move to Section 2, Ethical and Legal Issues. This is where things get really interesting, and where candidates often lose marks by being too vague. The key is to be specific. On the legal side, the two most important pieces of legislation you need to know are the Computer Misuse Act 1990 and the Data Protection Act 2018, which incorporates the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation. The Computer Misuse Act makes three things illegal: unauthorised access to computer systems, that's basic hacking; unauthorised access with intent to commit further offences, like hacking to steal data; and unauthorised modification of computer material, like deploying malware. If an exam question asks you to state an offence under the Computer Misuse Act, give one of these three specific offences. Don't just say hacking, be precise. The Data Protection Act and GDPR govern how organisations collect, store, and use personal data. Under GDPR, data must be collected lawfully, stored securely, kept only as long as necessary, and individuals have the right to access their own data. Organisations that breach GDPR can face enormous fines, up to 4% of global annual turnover. That's a powerful real-world consequence worth mentioning. Intellectual property is another key legal area. Copyright protects original creative works, music, images, code, text, automatically from the moment of creation. Patents protect inventions and give the creator exclusive rights for up to 20 years. Trademarks protect brand names and logos. A common exam mistake is confusing these three. Remember, copyright is for creative works, patents are for products and inventions, and trademarks are for trade names and logos. CPT. Creative, product, trade names. On the ethical side, the big themes are privacy, AI bias, the digital divide, and the impact of automation on employment. privacy is a constant tension. Every time you use a free app or website, you're often paying with your data. Social media platforms track your behaviour, location, and preferences to sell targeted advertising. Is this ethical? Examiners want you to consider both sides, the convenience and personalisation benefits versus the loss of privacy and potential for data misuse. AI bias is a growing concern. Machine learning systems are only as fair as the data they're trained on. If historical data reflects societal biases, for example, if a hiring algorithm is trained on data from a company that historically hired mostly men, the AI will perpetuate and even amplify that bias. This raises serious ethical questions about accountability. If an AI makes a discriminatory decision, who is responsible? The programmer? The company? The AI itself? The digital divide refers to the gap between those who have access to technology and those who don't. This isn't just about developing countries. Even within the UK, there are significant disparities in access to fast broadband, devices, and digital skills. The pandemic made this painfully visible when millions of children couldn't access online learning. This is a brilliant example to use in exam answers. Section 3. Cybersecurity threats. This is the section where candidates most often lose marks by confusing different types of malware. Let me be very clear about each one. Malware is the umbrella term for any malicious software. Under that umbrella, you have several distinct types. A virus attaches itself to a legitimate file or program and spreads when that file is executed. Think of it like a biological virus. It needs a host. A worm, by contrast, is self-replicating and spreads across networks without needing a host file. It exploits network vulnerabilities to copy itself from machine to machine. A Trojan, named after the Trojan horse, disguises itself as legitimate software but performs malicious actions when installed. Ransomware encrypts the victim's files and demands payment, usually in cryptocurrency, for the decryption key. Spyware secretly monitors user activity and sends information back to the attacker, things like keystrokes, passwords, and browsing history. Here's a memory trick. Use the sentence, "Very wily Trojans raid silently." Virus, worm, Trojan, ransomware, spyware. Say it a few times and you'll never forget the five main types. Beyond malware, there are network-based attacks. A brute force attack involves systematically trying every possible password combination until the correct one is found. This is why long, complex passwords are so important. They make brute force attacks computationally impractical. A denial of service attack, or DOS, floods a server with so many requests that it becomes overwhelmed and unavailable to legitimate users. A distributed denial of service attack, DDoS, does the same thing, but uses thousands of compromised machines simultaneously, making it much harder to block. SQL injection is a technique where an attacker inserts malicious SQL code into an input field, like a login form, to manipulate the database behind it. Social engineering is fundamentally different from technical attacks. It exploits human psychology rather than software vulnerabilities. Phishing involves sending fraudulent emails that appear to come from trusted sources, tricking recipients into revealing passwords or clicking malicious links. Pretexting involves creating a fabricated scenario to manipulate someone, for example, pretending to be IT support to get a user to reveal their password. Shoulder surfing means physically watching someone enter their PIN or password. Baiting involves leaving infected USB drives in public places, hoping someone will plug one in out of curiosity. The critical distinction examiners test is this. Technical attacks exploit software or hardware vulnerabilities, while social engineering exploits human vulnerabilities. Make sure you can clearly articulate this difference. Section 4. Protection methods. Now let's talk about how we defend against all of these threats. Technical controls are the first layer. A firewall monitors and filters incoming and outgoing network traffic based on predefined rules. It acts as a barrier between a trusted internal network and untrusted external networks. Encryption converts data into an unreadable format using an algorithm and a key. Only someone with the correct key can decrypt it. This protects data both in transit, like when you're shopping online using HTTPS, and at rest, like encrypted files on a hard drive. Anti-malware software detects and removes malicious programs. Access controls ensure that only authorized users can access specific resources. This includes username and password authentication, but also multi-factor authentication, where you need something you know, something you have, and something you are. Penetration testing, or pen testing, involves ethically hacking your own systems to find vulnerabilities before malicious attackers do. It's a proactive security measure. Policies and procedures form the second layer. An acceptable use policy, or AUP, sets out the rules for how an organization's technology resources may be used. Strong password policies reduce the risk of brute force attacks. Regular data backups ensure that if data is lost or encrypted by ransomware, it can be restored. User education is arguably the most important layer, because most successful attacks exploit human error.
Now let's move to section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. I want to give you the insider knowledge that separates candidates who get a C from those who get an A. Mistake number 1, being too vague. If a question asks you to explain the impact of e-waste, don't just say it's bad for the environment. Say e-waste contains toxic substances, such as lead and mercury, which can leach into soil and groundwater when disposed of in landfill, causing environmental contamination and health risks for local communities. That's a developed, specific answer that earns marks. Mistake number 2, confusing malware types. Examiners specifically test whether you can distinguish between a virus, a worm, and a trojan. The key differentiator for a worm is that it spreads without a host file. The key differentiator for a trojan is that it disguises itself as legitimate software. Learn these distinctions cold. Mistake number 3, confusing intellectual property types. Copyright, patents, and trademarks are distinct legal protections. Use the CPT memory hook. Copyright for creative works, patents for products and inventions, trademarks for trade names. Mistake number 4, ignoring the command word. If the question says evaluate, you must consider both advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. If it says explain, you must use the word because to link cause and effect. Mistake number 5, not using specific examples. When discussing ethical issues, name real examples. The Cambridge Analytica data scandal, facial recognition bias in law enforcement, the NHS ransomware attack in 2017. Real examples show the examiner you understand the real-world significance of the topic. And now for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question 1, name 3 types of malware. Answer, any 3 from virus, worm, trojan, ransomware, spyware. Question 2, what is the key difference between a virus and a worm? Answer, a virus needs a host file to spread. A worm is self-replicating and spreads across networks without a host with a host. Question 3, name 1 offence under the Computer Misuse Act 1990. Answer, unauthorised access to computer systems, unauthorised access with intent to commit further offences, or unauthorised modification of computer material. Question 4, what does GDPR stand for? Answer, General Data Protection Regulation. Question 5, what is social engineering? Answer, manipulating people into revealing confidential information or performing actions that compromise security by exploiting human psychology rather than technical vulnerabilities. And finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important things to remember for your exam. 1. Environmental impacts include energy consumption by data centers, e-waste containing toxic materials, and the extraction of rare earth minerals. Use the ECR hook, energy, carbon, rare materials. 2. Key legislation includes the Computer Misuse Act 1990 and the Data Protection Act 2018/GDPR. No specific offences and rights under each. 3. Intellectual property, copyright for creative works, patents for products, trademarks for trade names. CPT. 4. Malware types. Virus needs a host. Worm is self-replicating. Trojan disguises itself. Ransomware encrypts files. Spyware monitors activity. Very wily Trojans raid silently. 5. Social engineering exploits human psychology. Phishing, pretexting, shoulder surfing, baiting.
Technical attacks exploit software vulnerabilities. 6. Protection layers, technical controls like firewalls and encryption, policies like AUPs, and user education. All three layers working together give the best defense. And that's it for today's episode. You've covered a huge amount of ground. Environmental impact, ethical and legal issues, cybersecurity threats, and protection methods. Now go and test yourself. Close your notes, grab a piece of paper, and try to write down everything you can remember from this podcast. That retrieval practice is what will make it stick. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. See you next time.